How do you see the future with these boys?
Yeah, it was really good to see the our sort of reserve strength, if you like, guys that had performed in the domestic competitions, because now we can put a face to a name and we know exactly how they performed. We've taken a lot of notes on them and we know exactly how they performed now. So it was great. It was really nice to see them. There was some really nice talent as well, which was very pleasing to see.
And is that 3 days enough to assess this player?
Ideally not, and ideally we're gonna keep building on this now, you know, going forward. So we'll keep inviting these guys back. We took a couple of them out of the training camp that we saw here, and we've put them into our main group now, which I think there's five guys that have come up, which is great. Guys that we think could make a significant difference to our team at the moment. So and that's incentive to those young guys to just keep performing all the time.
You can just look through the floor.
Okay.
Nikki,
no.
Stola. Nikki, again, four players in 16 scandal. How much is this disrupt to team management and players on the team?
Oh, look, that's really disappointing and very disappointing for us. But that's the Pakistan Cricket Board is taking care of that. That's above my ambit. We here to work with the players that we've got in the camp, and they all going well. It's just particularly disappointing.
Nikki, we have the camp. The future prospect camp, we have the main reason in Pakistan that our guys are not so much fit in their fitness level. You have the fitness level with these youngsters. What about that?
Yeah, and to be honest, we've got some work to do there as well. We went through all their fitness tests and we're a little bit off the pace. For us now, it's about changing the fitness culture. You know, for us now, it's going to become a criteria in terms of selection going forward. So the players are busy doing a fitness testing at the moment, and by and large they've been fairly good, which is good to see. I think in the 8 months that we've been here now, they've sort of made significant progress. But we're still not where the rest of the world is, and that's something that we need to continually work on all the time.
Mickey, do you think a selection committee is still focused on old players rather than giving chance to new talent like Kamran Akmal, Hafiz? Selection committee did not select yet new talent.
Well, I think you can see if you have a look through the camp and who we've got at this camp at the moment, that there are a lot of young players involved in that camp. We certainly took cognizance of how they trained and how they played in the PSL. That was a real opportunity for us to see them play under pressure. And a lot of guys impressed, and all those guys that impressed are in the camp at the moment. I think for us at the moment, and certainly for Inzimam and myself, it's really key that we plot the way forward to the 2019 World Cup without chopping and changing too much. So that's why you can see we've got 30, I think there's 31 players going through their fitness testing now. I mean, that's important to us, that we don't chop and change, because then we can start giving clear role clarity and we'll know what who's available and how we can use those players. For us, it's how those players sort of fit into the brand as well. And that's really important, because we need to change our brand slightly. We need to be taking the game on a little bit more. And those are things that we're going to be chipping away and working really hard on before the West Indies tour.
Mickey, after the India defeat, how much do you consider about Windies tour and performance?
Yeah, I'm very confident about the trip to the West Indies. You know, our players have played well. The conditions in the West Indies are going to be pretty. We've got our three ODIs are in Guyana, where conditions are going to be pretty similar to what we face at home. So that's good for us. It'll be spin conducive. Spin will certainly play a role, and we've certainly got the players to fit that game plan. Going to England for the Champions Trophy is going to be slightly different. Conditions will be different again, but we'll have a squad that can handle all conditions at any given time, without a doubt.
Mickey, a lot of questions raised Pakistani coaches' performance, especially on Australia tour, and as the head coach of Karachi Kings team, both teams, your team did not perform well. Are you still struggling in Pakistani cricket culture?
No, not at all. And I think performance is relative. I think if you have a look at the individual performances of all the players, certainly our young players, their performances are improving all the time, and that's something as head coach I look at. It's something I look to my other coaches, my line coaches, to make sure that we always giving best practice, that we certainly always making a difference, we certainly always bringing intensity, and all we've got to do is start creating that culture that that we think is high performance, and it certainly lacked before now. So we're bringing that in, and it's changing, and I'm happy to see that our young players are getting better and better. And if they're not, for me as head coach, that would be a worry. But we're seeing improvement. Hassan Ali, Bob Azam, Imad Wazim, we saw some good guys through the PSL. So I'm confident we're making a difference. Yeah, look, and we'll see those guys down the line. You know, there's an under 23 team that's going to the Asia Cup in Bangladesh. And we'll see a lot of those players will be given opportunity through that competition to perform through that series. So, you know, those type of things are happening. The communication levels between selectors is and our team is very good. Our communication down to the NCA is very good. Those players are all coming through NCA programs. So we're trying to streamline everything and get everything working together instead of working apart from each other. So those players will not escape the net. If they keep performing and keep doing well, they will certainly be looked at any given time. I think the key for us to remember, though, is that yes, we want our players to keep performing and keep performing well in domestic competitions because that is where they measured. But for us as internet, there's a massive jump between domestic cricket and international cricket. And we've got to be able to sift through those guys and see who we think can play and who can make it at international level. And that for us is really important.
Musa.
Maybe after this colorful PSL event, team management still remember the Australia tour results?
Yeah, we do. I mean, we certainly wouldn't be doing our job if we didn't remember the Australian tour results. We do, and we found in Australia we've got significant way to go against the best team in the world, number one, or South Africa have just become it, but it's neck and neck. Number one team in the world, and where we sit, and we don't sit at eight for any other reason than the fact that we haven't been adept to playing outside our conditions. In our conditions, we haven't been good either. But we're very certain that or since I came in, we've had one series which we won comfortably. In our conditions, we're very, very good. Outside our conditions in one-day cricket, that's a challenge for us. It's a real challenge. And that's something that we have looked at, we've planned for, and we're trying to get those guys better and better at it. And again, it's not just going to happen overnight. We need to A, identify the players, B, identify a brand, C, then put a role to those players within that brand, and then hopefully they get confidence and we see better results. What we do know, though, is that we need to change the way we're playing one-day cricket, because we were playing a very conservative type style of one-day cricket, and the conservative type style doesn't cut it when teams are getting 320, 330, 340. We need to be able to match them.
You see the change of captaincy recently, the plan coming in for Azhar Ali. Do you think the approach you are looking for, it can be changed with this?
Look, I think we were certainly, I know, we were trying to drive that approach anyway. I think Safi's going to come in and offer so much, and that's not to say Azhar didn't offer a lot either. I was a very good captain tactically, and I thought he did a really good job. The selection panel and the PCB just thought that we needed to go in another direction, and we needed to go in a direction and a style that Safi enjoys playing, and Safi and myself are going to keep driving that without a doubt.
So, Mickey, we all said a lot of talented players in the Pakistan team, but these players are not consistent in any cricket. Rather is a bowler, rather is a batsman. Wahab Riaz, Umar Akmal,
Yeah, look, and that's a fair point. So for us as coaches, it's really important that we get that consistency. And that's the consistency we're striving for. Now, consistency starts on the training ground. It starts around the attitude towards fitness. It starts attitude to training. Once you get those all consistent, it's easier to put together the package in terms of the match. So we're trying to drive those standards. We're trying to aim for consistency all the time. Those players will get more and more consistent. And you know what? There's a lot of players now challenging for places. There's 31 guys there in a camp. We're going to have a game here on the 15th, a 50-over game, where we're going to select two teams. And then after that, we're only going to announce a squad that goes to the West Indies. So there's a lot to play for. No guy in this camp at the moment is certain of his position. And that's a really good place for us to be as an international cricket team.
You talked about individual performance, but if we see our bowling strength for the last two tours, it's becoming more weakened, you know, maybe more than batting. Our bowling not performing well than batting.
Yeah, I think our bowling performed well against the West Indies. I think we performed very, very well in the UAE against the West Indies. We were exposed just a little bit in Australia in different conditions. I must say the wickets in Australia were outstanding though for batting. So any time you missed your area against those guys, they were onto you. The things that we really worked hard on was the fact that I felt Australia always started 20 to 30 runs ahead of us because of the fact that they ran harder between wickets and they were better in the field. With battle ball, we were similar. You know, there wasn't a massive gap. But the gap was in terms of fitness and the gap was in terms of fielding, and those are areas we need to constantly work harder.
Which one is good, batting or bowling?
Which one's good? Well, playing in the UAE or playing in Australia?
Out of Asian conditions.
Well, out of Asian conditions, I thought we batted very, very well. You know, we saw some really good performances with the bat. Our bowling we need to keep working on, and when we don't rely on spinners through the middle and we need to come back to our quick bowlers, those are areas that we consistently got to work on. So there's work to do in all areas.
Last question.
Mickey, are you in favour of Salman Bhatt's return?
Again, you know, I work with the players that we have. You know, for me, I'm judged and I go on the policy of the cricket board on that, you know. So we've got enough on our plate at the moment without worrying about Salman Bhatt or anybody like that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys.